Blog Talk Radio.
Never violate the codes of the streets, and I would never make a promise that I know I couldn't keep, and I would never testify, cop out for a plea, or surrender information on my boys to the police, and you could never catch me on the block without a strap, and I would never pull it out unless I'm about to black, and I could never forget my homies dying for their scratch, but ever pouring out liquor for them, God to the back, and I
would. I just want y'all to know one motherfucking thing. I would never, ever violate the codes in the streets, and I would never make a promise that I know I couldn't keep it.
Heads up, eyes open to fifth place. Say, let me get some of this shit. This should be the chairman checking in. Now, when I say cold of the sea, we talking about the path to Cubs. Like that's the party Cubs, that is. I will never violate the cold of the sea. Will never speak nor serve the interests of our enemies. And if I say that I'm with you, we'll come get you. You best believe that, like bad luggage, we'll never leave. Now, of course, I can never say that I'm never gonna go broke. Because sad to say that we ain't never had this shit roll, well, I can never say how it's gonna go. But one thing for sure, and two things for certain. They know to shut up motherfuckers like us, they gonna have to kill us. Close up in the casket, read a quick verse and close the motherfucking curtains.
Never be sad, I would, I like a hoe. Never been drunk, I'll never let it slide, never let it go. Never ever, never ever ever, no. Get on my level, hoe, or go get a shovel, hoe. It's never in question for my manhood, I get down. Never switch, never stick, never sit down. I never hesitate to squeeze a nigga six rounds. I never squat to take a piss. Who's the bitch now?
I would never put profit over politics, principle, nor our people. I would never sell my soul. Never put bullshit in the business and never place good upon the evil. You see, why I'm determined to die before being dishonored. Committed to being captured and killed before being capitulated. And that would be perfect and pushing this shit to the motherfucking living. And if need be, pull the motherfucking trigger with a pistol without no hesitating. I will cast a cover to my last breath, to my last goddamn roar. And we'll never forget what them pigs did at 4:35 a.m. in 1969 in Chicago on December the 4th. Never, never, never.
Never ran, never will, I ain't never scared. It's in my bloodline, the realest nigga ever bred. And that's some of the realest shit that I just ever said. And I can die, but through my lyrics, I ain't never dead. I never disrespect my mama, never disrespect her mama neither. I never turn my back on Jesus. I never get caught off in the system, I believe her. Man that follows man, ain't a man, and I'm a leader.
I will never cross my comrades and never forsake our fight for freedom. And if you listen to my second verse, let me say it again just in case y'all want to listen. I will never put profit over politics, principle, nor our people. I will never disrespect the legacy of Minister UEP. Never betray the Black Panther Party. And never bow down and lay down a legacy at the feet of our enemies. Never, never, never. I am a Panther Cub by birth and by battle. This is my bloodline and my prison time. And when it be, that wherever the enemy, if they try to hijack this legacy, wherever it be, not on our watch. But we'll never, never, never have it. Never, 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 never.
Never gonna turn cold, my nigga. I can never trade. I never cross my homies out. That ain't how I made. And I never had not one regret on how I was raised. I'm from the ghetto where I slung and rapped it every day. Never knew no other way. This thing gon' never change. Never gonna bite my tongue. Fuck what a nigga say. 100 with myself. I swear to God I stay the same. And when I finally got my paper, I was on my game. Never talk a nigga down. Do your thing, dawg. Never hate a dude for trying. That's insane, dawg. Get your motherfucking money. That's the thing, dawg. Too many homies die young. Feel my pain, y'all.
October 23rd, 24th, 2016. All roads lead to Oakland, California. Lonely legacy, Black Panther Party. Protected, respected, and never, never neglected. Never, never. WPB. Man, we be the ones understanding the importance of politicizing the guns. We be the ideological sons and daughters of the black cats. And we the ones who brought the days of the dark shades and alphas back. And we ain't got no problem with you praising the Lord if you willing to bring the spirit of Nat back. Who we be? We be the ones with rest records longer than the average cat's rap records. By no means, this ain't no intentional shit. In fact, it's one of the signs of us being under attack. Therefore, these...
That's my whole groove up, man.
Live and
direct,
Jimmy.
Live and direct. So we can, your feedback. Okay, this is what it is. The eyes open, the fist clench. Y'all know what this is, how we do this. Y'all, welcome again. Another episode of Love Freedom All Radio. Let's get locked and loaded, y'all. Let's make history. Let's take history. Let's take history, y'all. It's what it is. December 11, 2019. We do program with the Black Panther Party Clubs and the Spirit of Liberation, y'all. Your ears up, your eyes open, your fist clench, y'all. Let's do this here. But we should love respect all y'all tuning in. It's been a while, been a while, been a while, been a while. That's what it is, man. Y'all can't take a pause for the calls. Open up front doors. I know it's cold. Open up front doors and let them know that Freedom All Radio again is locked and loaded for another episode, December 11, 2019. December 11, 2019. I'm gonna run a roll call down on all y'all before we get that, before we get up out of here, y'all. But just you say ain't no guarantee to Mars, you know what I'm saying? You say no guarantee future 5 minutes. So I just want to say to all y'all who are tuning in now, revolution, love, respect, and appreciation. Y'all are tuning into a weekly program of the Black Panther Party Cubs, y'all. It's what it is. Clinch fist salute. To all those who, you know what I'm saying, who came out and showed out, you know what I'm saying, December the 4th. To all those who came out and showed out December the 4th, and, you know what I'm saying, in the cold. Relatively speaking, it really wasn't that cold. Relatively speaking, it wasn't that cold. I know a lot of out-of-towners may say it was cold, but it was not that cold. Those who trekked across country, those who, you know what I'm saying, came without no commitment, no guarantee of where they're gonna rest their heads at, no guarantee where they're going to eat at, you know what I'm saying, no guarantee how they're going to get picked up from the bus, the train, the plane. Those who came with nothing else but a commitment and a love for the legacy. We want to say revolutionary appreciation to all those again who came out and showed out, y'all. To all those who just who get up here on one way ticket without no guarantee on getting back. Those who knew something in their hearts, something in their minds. I gotta be here with this in the 50 years. Again, 50 years. 50 years after the assassinations. Chairman Fred Hampton in defense of the Mars Cloud. Place this due to the Cloud families, to the Hampton families, you know what I'm saying, to the Black Panther Party Cubs, to the Black Panther Party, you know what I'm saying, to the Move family, those who, you know what I'm saying, those who just, you know what I'm saying, who say, if nothing else, I gotta make my way there, you know what I'm saying, I gotta make my way there. Let me know if we got any callers in, because I got some brother who just touched down, just got out, you know what I'm saying. One of the open lines up in, brother, you said, welcome back to the neighborhood. I think this guy's name correctly. Randy, DJ Freelander had gave me here. This guy, he just passed a few days ago. I think his name was Randy. We just said condolences, you know, sending him. Y'all let us know too. Don't y'all know we want to get used to this. Here. We want to, you know, saying, we're fighting for the unborn and living as well as it did. We're fighting for the unborn and living as well as it did, y'all. So any announcements y'all get, come on with it. Come on with it. That's what it is, y'all. Man, we get it's a battle zone. It's a battle zone. A few things we want to touch on in this battle zone. Again, we come at the heels of December the 4th. Still, as Chairman Freer articulated, too proletarian, revolutionary, intoxicated to be astronomically intimidated. Again, too proletarian, revolutionary, intoxicated to be astronomically intimidated. In other words, too high up for people to be shook up, real talk. You know, going through some things, we going through some things. You know, so again, it's a phenomenal fight, and we are honored
You know what I'm saying? We're honored to be here, to be engaged and fight for the people. You know what I'm saying? It's a cleansing process. It's a cleansing process, and we say we're trying to offer you the opportunity to have a little socialist soap. A little socialist soap. That's a real talk. You know, Comandante Ernesto Che Guevara said that the role of the propagandist is as important as the guerrilla. The role of the propagandist is as important as the guerrilla. We recognize the propaganda is important, you know what I'm saying, whether it be posters, other means of getting your position out, our position out, you know, not limited to conventional means, not just to, you know what I'm saying, through the written word, but, you know what I'm saying, the imagery, you name it. We know a lot, you know, in many cases, people are more visual, you know what I'm saying, they can relate to that, they, you know what I'm saying, so the sights we get out to them, and we try to get that out. So we attempt to plant political seeds and different tools we utilize. We're wedded to the struggle. We are wedded to the struggle. And we may grab various tools and apparatuses to utilize and to get people engaged in the struggle. And as of recent, we've, what we refer to as propaganda bombs, in this whole discussion about, increasing heat in the studios, the music, so on and so forth, as well as engaging in tug of war about, in regards to this process about this movie. I must say, these are trying times, you dig, only for a number of reasons, you know what I'm saying? You know, the onus of it cannot be, you know, just laid upon the mantle of one arena. You know what I'm saying? I mean, we're going through so many struggles, internal struggles, external struggles. It's internal, external, covert, overt, you name it, you dig. So, and this comes with it. This comes with it. Again, we can't afford the luxury, you know, to put our guards down and keep on swinging. Or as was said by the prisoners in Attica, we can't quit swimming or we'll drown. But in regards to this whole discussion in this movie and other forms of propaganda, you know, we're continuously learning and it's serving to the people. You know what I'm saying? We get our political pores are open, and though the vanguard, you're laying out certain things, however, it's always, you know, we're learning from the people. It's not, I get provided an assessment that is one of the most uplifting, draining, inspiring, draining experiences, you know, that I, you know, I've engaged in, you know what I'm saying? And I commented today, I came out of court fighting court cases, less stressed than dealing with certain dynamics. And I even go so far as, like, even talking to some script writers is like, you know, which we don't do, but it's, I guess, for lack of a better term, that totally in representative of the system. You know, in other words, it's insulting that they would ask you questions like, you know, whether it be between the police, state's attorneys, the school teachers, or whatever. And these questions are really not questions. They, you know what I'm saying? They constantly come at you. The deal is in the attempt of pushing a particular political agenda on you. So, you know what I'm saying? Whether it be the having so redundant, you know, so that you hear it sometimes, that you actually start to believe in questions, or, you know, or you are the scene of the crime, or did this happen? And again, this happens in the courtroom, this happens in the police stations, this happens in discussions when people are talking about, you know what I'm saying, doing, you know, movies on people's lives. And when people are, you know what I'm saying, again, these questions are really, you know what I'm saying, there's a political agenda invested in it. And in many cases, you know what I'm saying, you know, we dismiss stuff, we know people don't know. You know what I'm saying? But, you know, we said the data is different. In fact, people told me on many cases, Chelsea, you got to understand, a lot of people don't know about the Black Panther Party. And I said, well, I beg to differ. They, I believe they do know this, what is, you know what I'm saying? They know the heat that comes with it. It's what is a concerted effort to sidetrack from it, you know what I'm saying? And again, it's just even the additional cut on the insult. Imagine, if you will, someone say, being questioned in Nazi Germany, actual business of the gas chamber in Auschwitz or Dachau or what have you. And not, and then, you know, people asking you, what happened in the gas chambers, and the person in the gas chambers. And in that respect, the person is giving an assessment about, yeah, you know, I've seen such, you know, the gas came out of this canister, or, you know, so they got us on this train, went this way. And then someone will say, hold on, let me check that. And you listen to, well, who are you checking with, you know? And they actually, they're checking with a Nazi soldier, SS, and, you know what I'm saying? And this is their frame of reference, you know what I'm saying? It's a documented fact. It's acknowledged that over 73% of the information that was written about the Black Panther Party was pushed out at a certain period of time, was actually authored by the feds. Yes, by the feds and by the state, by the system. And I recall one situation. I was in Big Bloody River. We call it Big, we reference it as Big Bloody River. As opposed to calling it the Big Muddy River. And this is a responsible amount of deaths that occurred in this particular camp. Via quote-unquote suicides, hangings, you name it. And we were going to the prison yard. So in the prison yard, that I was pushing one of the forces, the guerrilla, in the wheelchair. So we were going to the prison yard. There was this lieutenant, Lieutenant Oates. We used to refer to him as Captain America, just being that it was, you know, there was stories how he would leap a building with a single bound. He would cover that over. Once he get the call that something was occurring in the prisons, how he would run past all the other guards and white guards, you know, and this Negro would come running past him. They said, he's going to be Lieutenant Oates, Captain America. And he had said something to me in regards to these bees I had. It was red, black, and green bees. The colors that mark the Great Lake, Marcus Garvey provides. So it's contrary to what many of you have been misinformed what it means. The blood, the people, of the land. That's that those bees. And I was approached. You know what I'm saying? You know about the bees. And, you know, and so he's it's truth to it. I said these are prayer bees. You did. So he has said, well, let's go. We'll take you to the unit. We're going to ask Shabazz. You know what I'm saying? And I see y'all right on. We send love and respect. I see y'all tuning in. We say roll call to everybody that's online with us, y'all. And so when you're taking me, so I'm in my mind, I said, okay, now. Then they got one of these designated slaves, you know what I'm saying, who's going to try to run down something to me about, you know, question me about Islam or whatever. So I'm running my memory banks down, so I'm getting prepared for this encounter with this prisoner. Resident. Because you say, you know, we had to get, you know, even the time in the prison, that person, a convict, resident, prisoner, what I. So I expected to come out with this resident. So we get to the unit, and it was a captain, what's his name? Thomas. He was inside the unit. So I walked, and they bring me in. I got the beads, and yes, sir, right on, free them all, my brother. It's out of location. So I come in, and the captain says, "Assalamu alaikum." So I'm not even giving it life. I'm looking out for your prison. I'm not even thinking that you're going to try to question me with this guard, this Negro guard. So I'm looking for some prisoner to be held in some great wall. He's going to come out, you know what I'm saying? He's going to try to, you know, pick me, what I know. So he said, well, he doesn't know, you know what I'm saying? I said, well, wait a minute, this is you talking about? I'm not going to devalue, you know what I'm saying? Nothing, no tip for tat for this Negro. You got me confused, you know what I'm saying? So, free mom, I said, right on the board of the building. I said, I'm using that analogy to say, like, you have to the skin of the game. You have to earn a certain right to struggle, you know. And, like, you know, and it's something with, you know, I find myself even now, you know, more than just, you know, struggling to give information, like doing damage control with so much misinformation that was provided, that was put on Black Panther Party, whether it be through opportunists, revisionists, lawyers, attorneys, you know what I'm saying, who wrote bogus books. Actual agent provocateurs who wrote books, those who may have been around the Black Panther Party. I'm not even going as far as they were actually in the Black Panther Party. That, you know, saying they go to locales and cities and places where they're not questioned, and they can play those games. And, you know, and people say, oh yeah, they knew such and such, and throw a few terms around, and they would push this fraud. And, you know, saying, until they come to a place a structure and get their checking. You know what I'm saying? And but how I dare not put these paws. You know what I'm saying? I dare not put these panther paws down in no motherfucking kitty litter with these chumps, these criminals who motherfuckers tell them as or such and such said this. He's got, I read this book, you were quoting these motherfuckers who ain't never been around this shit. What they have been around, there is the other side of the motherfucking weapon. You know what I'm saying? The insult. The motherfuckers are talking about, okay, well, what happened December 4th? We're trying to get the facts of our script together. You know what I'm saying? We on a motherfucking girl. We talking about what happened that damn man in Southern Africa. And the motherfucker telling me what a Portuguese said this happened. And we're going to go back and check what the Bible said, the notes that was on the good ship Jesus on. They said that there was this many people on the slave ship. They said this many rapes occurred on it. You know, hold on. You think I'm, you know, they have a vested interest. And even if they were telling the quote unquote truth from their perspective, from the, you know what I'm saying? People say, okay, well, was this good for America? Slavery was good for America. Crack was good for America. Now you go. Now that's your question. You about I'm gonna debate with you. You know what I'm saying? You want to talk about our aunties and our cousins who demoralized? You know what I'm saying? There are two different dynamics. Well, in fact, more than two. So you know what I'm saying? So the deal is that we come from the viewpoint of the valley, which, you know, in all practical purposes, is the most objective. There's a certain amount of subjectivity in me saying that. But it's the objective reality, not to say, well, this person feels this way, this person feels that way. There's a definition for the Black Panther Party. There's a definition for oppression. There's a definition. And deal is, most people can relate to this. When he hit their motherfucking ass, but don't say, well, this shit cuts down on them, on them, belly, the base of this shit is where we come from. It's a consistency. There is a consistency on the concrete. There's a consistency on the concrete. You know what I'm saying? That consistency comes from cars and motherfuckers steady walking over all the time. It's a different viewpoint from the concrete as opposed to motherfuckers sitting up on the furniture. And it's information that we pay for and we pay for is not, doesn't vastly, these are dynamics that are consistent, that can be, that have been, and that has been, and again, contested under time, contested under different geographical locations. You can correlate this and say, man, what are we talking about? The Spaniards, the Portuguese, the English, when we talk about, you know what I'm saying, the Congos, Sierra Leone, you know what I'm saying, Mozambique, you know what I'm saying, Chicago, there's certain consistencies. And the politics provides us that. Y'all tune in with us. Let us know if we got any call in. 929-477-3785 and press 1 or pop your questions on Facebook Live, y'all. Live and direct. This is Conrad. We have any callers in queue?
Read them all, Brother Chairman. No callers in queue. Callers, if you'd like to come in queue, please press 1. Read them all.
Any questions or comments, y'all feel free. so we can see how we try to just address this move forward, you know what I'm saying? Real talk. So we want to subscribe times, you know what I'm saying? I'm picking my moves, no regrets. But man, I got a whole nother a deeper insight and respect for forces like Tupac, and you look, go back and look at the issues we have from different the Hughes brothers, and you know what I'm saying, more deeper light of, you know what I'm saying, the struggles about, you know, you know what I'm saying, from certain from a privileged perspective. Well, how about this? We say this and that, you know what I'm saying? We put you in this character, you know what I'm saying? And you know, so Janice, reach out to you, give me a call back. I'm playing phone tag with you. You know, I'm just talking about some of the struggles we've been going through in regards to this move, about the movie. Again, no regrets. But the deal is, we have been fighting for certain things not to be, you know, touched on. Certain things, you know what I'm saying, in a way it's touched on. So the deal is, with us, our conditions, you just can't say cut. And it's over with. Because we out there in the community consistently. A lot of people, you know, sitting there, take, you look at these different actors that they are used, they'll grab them and they'll take them, they'll use and throw it, and it's a wrap. Power to the people, right on. Yes, indeed. Again, our legacies, though, you know what I'm saying? It's a consistent battle, y'all. Again, and the criminal psychologists say that behavior is affected by consequences. In many cases, people don't deal with the consequences, you know what I'm saying? But they pick us if they want to. You know, they can show black people a lot, you know, these over. Criminalized, sexualized, you know, people, individuals, and really be pipelines or vessels for foreigners, other people, to depict us how they view us. You know what I'm saying? And it's not a question of naivety all the time. Like, maybe they don't know how black people are. No, it serves as someone's political interest for us to be depicted as a bunch of, you know, over all we think about is, you know, saying kill, and we like the Reese's monkeys, you know what I'm saying? Fucking eating, killing, you know. I'll talk to a brother, he's talking the different dynamics of the bulls and the steers, and you know, and the brother was telling me, saying to me, like, even with the steers, how big the steers can be so big, and, but even when you take a bull out. You have to watch your tone around the steer. The steer has been castrated. And just your tone, the steer, you can scare the steer. You know what I'm saying? Then he was breaking, you know what I'm saying, that different dynamics of the bulls, different breeds of the bulls, the Cadillacs, Dexter, other different dynamics of the bull. And I lost my train of thought when I was going about the bulls. He was explaining, he was talking about the bulls. And different breeds of the bull. I lost my train of thought, but you know what I'm saying? It's coming to me shortly, though. Again, in the meantime, between time, y'all let me know if you have any questions, call in, comment. You know what I'm saying? Y'all, I ain't gonna lie to you. Let me go like nonstop. But again, revolutionary love and appreciation to all y'all. Okay? You know what I'm saying? Showed up. Came and showed up again. You know what I'm saying? And touched down in regards to, you know, IRD. Again, a day in which, you know what I'm saying, to this day it sticks in our minds and our hearts, you know what I'm saying? Something that, you know, again, that is continuously consciousness of being exposed, you know what I'm saying? Even with the discussion with this movie, I'm watching, you look at, you know, like, you know, you watch who they hold up, and you look at different events, and what venues try to hold, you know, bogus events, how you try to profit up the legacy of Chairman Freddie Blatt and depart. Who goes along with this here? Who's consistent? You know what I'm saying? And so, again, we are not only servants of the people, but we are servants of history. You're not only serving the people, we are also servants of history. So that's imperative also. We take notes on that. Again, we live and direct, y'all. Tune in, call in, come in with us, 929-477-3785. December 4th, it was up to 8. Weather was... Man, and me and folks from all over came and showed up and showed out. Real talk. Coming to one people's ball. It's been a party, y'all. It's been a party, y'all. Real talk.
Free them all, Brother Chairman.
Any calls in queue? Free them all.
Free them all. Yes, we have Brother Michael on the line. Free them all.
Free Mall, welcome to Free Mall Radio.
Free Mall, Chairman. This is Brother Mikhail Arvancora. You remember me. Long time no speak. I was unable to be in your presence on the day of the 4th at the house. I apologize. I have spread the word. I have been in Atlanta. I have been constantly representing the movement as we have all been groomed and raised to do. I have much to add to this as well. I think one of the things we may address is the FBI COINTELPRO propaganda situation going on with these rappers and the illicit peddling and pushing of drugs on our people as not only a way to infiltrate our culture, but as a way to weaken the minds and masses of those who should hold strength and hold fast and continue to spread and influence the people rather than destroy them from the inside out. I think there are many things that must be said, and Pantherism, being a Panther for profit is in my mind an immoral abuse of what we stand for, and our profit is in our knowledge and the fruits of our labor through our actions and through our examples and nothing less. Am I not correct, my chairman?
Say the last part again for me of clarity, again.
Mikhail, I know you remember my father, Winfred Doherty, my stepfather. Sorry, my brother. I'm sorry, Chairman. Didn't hear that last part.
No. Forgive me. I was asked for clarity on the assessment that you regard about the Panthers of Profit. I want to have some clarity on the assessment.
Yes, and the clarity that I speak is that I believe being a Panther for profit is actually an exploitation of the cause, and it's abuse of your position as a Panther. I believe that we should always be a Panther, and every profit that we make should be with the knowledge, with the fruits of our labor and the fruits of our voices and the way we speak and represent ourselves as a culture. That is where the true profit is, amongst the upliftment of the people, the children, the women, and the men, and the comrades of this nation. Am I not correct, my brother, my chairman?
Yes, let me. I want to be real clear on that too. Let me say this. The term. A lot of people have it confused. This is not to you. This is in general. So generally speaking, we distinguish an opportunist from those who seize an opportunity. We distinguish, you know. So a lot of people think like, they see us, in fact, we're talking about the Panther Party or anybody related to the politics of the Black Panther Party, you know what I'm saying? There's this, because many people say, if you don't relate to it the way that they see it or the way that the ruling, the way the state gives it to you, the way the ruling class says it, that it must not exist. In other words, if you don't vote, that you must not relate to politics. If you don't engage in relationships, or you know what I'm saying, that you have no desire. If you don't serve a state sanctioned religion, that you have no spirituality. If you don't, you know what I'm saying, you don't do things for the profit. You don't need resource. You don't need support, financial means or support. But the difference is the deal is that as a politic that says that no, these are different dynamics that people can relate to and need, but not in a different way, not at the expense, you know what I'm saying? And the deal is, Black Panther Party was one of the unique characteristics of the Black Panther Party was they were service to the people. In fact, Minister U.E.P. Newton, you know what I'm saying, had really challenged the conventional term about the leader, you know what I'm saying? Because it was an honor. It is an honor to serve the people. And sometimes this discussion can be premature. Premature being that the audience is not ready for this performance. This audience who may have never seen any service in their first concept, any characteristic of it may click into them like, you know, something that they have been their only reference of slavery. They might say, okay, somebody help me, somebody doing this for me. It's a slavery, you know what I'm saying? And they
correct.
The deal is, when the state when they train guards, when they oppress the community, when the colonialists come in, they do something. They implement not only the physical attacks, but the political the politics they implement into those that they're colonized, to those they're oppressing, for a number of reasons. One is that their victims can aspire to be criminals. You know what I'm saying? They can pass this down, pass this trait down. You know what I'm saying? And your only thing when you
Correct.
See this coming, when you see this anything close to a woman, this is how you deal with it. You see anything close to money, you can make it. This is how you out of it. You come with it. Your definition is trained by the state. You have those children who they it's similar to like a baby gorilla. That has been snatched, you know, by the poachers, and that first baby gorilla's only context of it is of milk, is substances of
Correct.
Survival, is from state sanctioned milk, you know, what I'm saying, from the same poacher's hand that killed that his parents and was put inside their mouth. Some people, you know, saying they have no frame of reference of the Black Panther Party. When you have people, they automatically, you know what I'm saying? I mean, grants, you know, money. You know, what's the hustle to it? You know what I'm saying? There's no frame of reference to it. You know, and they haven't.
An honorary chairman, if I may have permission to interject, Chairman. I remember your video when you went to that store and there was that man who peddled that Black Panther paraphernalia, Black Panther gear, without the express permission of the party, yet he knew nothing about the movement. He knew nothing about the cause. He knew nothing to give to the people, and the fruits of our knowledge is what we give to the people by our actions and by our words and by our dignified speeches, by our dignified causes that we create for this world, whether it's to speak upon the knowledge that is not taught in the colonial college, that is not taught in an English classroom, this knowledge that is hidden from the people, that should never be kept secret, God's knowledge, the knowledge of the Moors, the knowledge that the fact that the indigenous people were born in a Mexum and that we were not brought here, the fact that we were never to be victims, but we were to be kings and leaders. Am I not correct, my chairman?
But not only a lack of knowledge, because the deal is also because we have no issue with simply a bit of ignorance, but in addition to that, an arrogance with the ignorance. You know what I'm saying? And he has no. And it is, to him, this is nothing more than merchandise. You know what I'm saying? It's an arrogance.
Correct.
It's a different dynamic. It's a different way.
It's a colonial mindset that is brought upon and conditioned from the outside in.
It's a colonial mindset, and also it's a neo-colonial mindset. It's a bourgeoisie and a petty bourgeoisie. It's an Uncle Sam and a Sambo. It's a gringo and a negro. It's a politic that transcends that of race, that transcends that of gender. The transition of the geographical
Correct.
Class. It's a politic that the ruling class recognizes when they go to Haiti.
Correct.
They say, okay, let us get these Black children a certain age. It's a politic.
Which is why we should recognize nationality over color and race.
But even nationality, the politics, see, a lot of people say, okay, there's this question of nationality. The politics transcends that, because the deal is we talking about what color that alone, you know what I'm saying, the politics allows, you know what I'm saying, it's that opportunist in that store that you was talking about. It's a political line.
Correct.
Technically speaking, he black, he making whatever a whole bunch of, he making do a whole bunch of what Chairman Frey referred to as intellectual masturbation. He making a bunch of words
Correct.
And terms, you know what I'm saying? He and Chairman Frey gave an analogy about Papa Doc and Hagen. Papa Don Hagen said, man, get them, you can put this piece of white paper in front of Papa Don Hagen. You know what I'm saying? What he did was he got
Correct.
The people together and said, get them, successfully over technically overthrow the oppressed, overthrow the white man. You know what I'm saying? So now you're
Correct.
Papa, you know what I'm saying, a neocolonialism. You know what I'm saying?
Yes.
It's a way
from a fiat mindset, from a fiat mindset to a paper mindset.
Politics. You know what I'm going through right now with this discussion about this movie thing. There's people who engage in a bunch of intellectual masturbation, who grab a bunch of words and most people go for that. Most people go for that because most people come out there, you know what I'm saying, they got more, the chamber prayers, they got more degrees than the thermometer. They can't walk and chew gum at the same time. It's just they throw these words and turn these fancy words and terms out there, you know what I'm saying? But the deal is with us. The testing ground is in your service. Ms. UP News say your social practice, you know what I'm saying? A lot of people can quote
correct
different shit. We say, okay, well, you know what I'm saying? Back in the projects, go out there, they say, man, them children are hungry. They just say they feed a minimum of 30,000 children a week. You can see where people treat information. You know what I'm saying? Because the deal is, these things, when some of you make a movie on the Panther Party or talking about some books on, they have another option to go somewhere else and do something else. That, you know what I'm saying? Whether it's like how you people, you know what I'm saying, how you view a rental car as opposed to your only mode of transportation. You know, so you turn a rental car, you got other options, but this your only ride. And I think, you know, this is going to be a race privilege or a class privilege. They go, the Chairman Fred raises criticism, groups such as the Weathermen, Students of Democratic Society, when it's about the days of wage. Chairman Fred said, no,
we're witnessing.
They can go back and go back in corporate America. You know, say,
and if I may interject, Chairman, we are witnessing a complete infiltration of COINTELPRO to where it's diseased our youth and it's infiltrated our communities to the point where now people are blinded by cooperative intelligence and misinformation amongst the communities. People saying that drugs is okay, that we should be black and we should be on drugs and we should be blinded and our minds should be weakened and we should be stifled when really we are leading ourselves to be puppets when we should be the puppet masters. We need to close our fists instead of holding the strings. We need to take those who hold the strings and cut them from the masses and show people the truth between real knowledge and that which is misinformation. And that is one thing that we do not do in the communities. Am I not correct, my brother Chairman?
Well, the deal is, before we, you know what I'm saying, before in discussion about cutting the strings from public masks, the deal is hiding the contradictions, because the reality is some of us are cool with picking cotton on white folks' asses all day. Some of us are cool. Some of those baby gorillas are cool with it. Crazy as it may sound. Some of those baby gorillas have been damaged to the point that they don't want nothing else, you know what I'm saying, but that motherfucking state-sanctioned-ass powder milk. And the deal is,
correct,
that's a reality. It's their service, the motherfuckers have to recognize, as opposed to, because the deal is, we're not no dictators. We're not going to say everybody wants self-determination, but the heightened contradictions of the people themselves can see the injustice. And be ready for the response. It's part of the party talking about a plebiscite. You know what I'm saying? Because if we listen to our people, they tell you, you know what I'm saying? I'm cool with this shit. That clarity, right now, it's a state of confusion. It's a temptation state, a ball of confusion. But that's a precursor to, you know what I'm saying? Like, I use the knowledge when I was held captive. And everybody come on ask me, Chairman, when you gonna do this? When you gonna shut the joint down? When you gonna do the hunger strike? I said, wait a minute, let me see what I'm working with. Let me see who's around here. Let me see. We gonna go fishing? That's not a question. We gonna strike. What the deal is? Let's see if we got guppies, sharks, piranhas. What type of fish around here first? That's the first. That's a precursor as opposed to just saying, okay, everybody want the same thing. And what we did, I said, now make sure y'all prepare yourselves. What you gonna hear? Like in a relationship. Some guys tell us they listen, tell the guys, hey, don't ask this question because you really want to know the answer. And sometimes second thought, that's how you ask the question. You really don't want to go there. So it's service of the people. We ask a question that we have to be prepared to deal with. Are the people prepared to deal with family members on a different side? You know what I'm saying? That are cool with that. Are people prepared that some people tell you they have no problem with their children being gunned down in the police only get a few dollars? Are people prepared to hear these type of brutal realities? You know what I'm saying? This one comes with it. You know what I'm saying? So we heighten the contradictions.
Correct.
You know what I'm saying? And
as a revolutionary, we accept the hardship and humility.
All due respect. So the deal is that heighten the contradictions. So the people, you know what I'm saying?
Exactly.
People can say, so the people have to be prepared for it. And the lines are not that clear cut, drawn out just based on nationality, not just drawn on astrological signs. It's not that clear cut. It's some dynamic.
I believe it's also
they call excuse me they call they call for
I believe It's also bred from a form of entitlement, which breeds weakness.
It calls for a political assessment that you may, if it don't fit into the conventional mean, you might come across a Sagittarius. If different than another Sagittarius, then they may have been demoralized, or you don't see a Capricorn. Different that politics trumps all of that. You know what I'm saying? You can pick up on it. You know, the race, even the conversations with the race arrogance, the class arrogance. You know what I'm saying? And these are necessary encounters so that people can see who is who, and you learn about yourself. We tell people you have to study yourself. Even in battle, in war, we all gain something. We all lose something. You know what I'm saying? That's what you pick on. How do you fight? You know what I'm saying? Malcolm X has said that America is in a unique situation.
Right.
He said, America was in a unique situation because you really are setting the stage. You really can determine on how we deal with this. He said, we're talking about the ballot of the bully. He said, how do we deal with it? We're so powerless that they really set the terms on how we get out. You know what I'm saying? And through
correct.
That, you know what I'm saying? And through struggle, you watch on what people's political stance is, how they engage in struggle, how they engage in dialogue. Everything is political.
And revolutionary. Born from the struggle, and we accept this struggle by the way of life. We must accept challenge and oppression as a way of life, but we also must accept that we can end this oppression through the way we speak and through the examples that we set for our community and our people, whether it's to spread information rather than misinformation, and also inform the misinformed, as well as pick up those who are lost and show them that there is another way. There is more than just the yellow brick road. There's also the red, the black, the green brick road, because we must follow steps as a society to build ourselves stronger as men, to become kings and generals, queens, and also individuals who are able to stand for the cause, understand entitlement and struggle, and that there's a structure in between both, that we cannot become the man of the house. We have to become a man of the field, and we have to set ourselves free so we can roam amongst the people and spread that knowledge and give them the ability to till the seeds of soil and build these trees and fruits of knowledge so that the people are uplifted and they learn to grow. We must also show them that this tree, if used incorrectly, can also be chopped down at the roots or pulled out. So therefore, from the root to the two, we need to be 100 with everything that we do, and we need to educate the people on the true knowledge of God, not the knowledge of the colonial people or the people who are masters of these colonial ideals or victims of this colonial structure. Am I not correct, my brother?
You pushing a lot to get out of that one, man. You pushing a lot to get an absolute yes on that one, huh? See.
Oh, well, you grew up with my stepfather. We learned well. We learned well.
See, check this out. It would be so ideal to have this gift-wrapped struggle. These yellow brick roads, golden roads that you mentioned, it'll be so ideal. But the reality is, we got to deal with the gutters, the alleys. It's so ideal to have these 100% men. That, you know what I'm saying? Sister asked me one time. She said, "Chairman, how did you frame a reference of manhood by your father being assassinated? What was your frame of reference?" I said, "Well, one, I learned lessons from his legend." Or what a man was supposed
correct.
To be. Then, in addition to that, I took what Marcus Garvey said. I took what applied and let the rest of other men I came in contact with in my life. I knew there wasn't absolute. I would take when you colonize, you learn how to work with leftovers. You learn how to work with different dynamics. I listened to older guys around the burning garbage can with the amber, the wood burning. I overheard guys in front of the stores talking about how to shave. I listened to other guys, you know, saying about, you know, them taking the lady out on the date. I watched other men walk on the outside by the streets, you know, saying when they woman walking inside at the sidewalk. So I was clear that I didn't have this 100. Now, I took the battle and tattered. I put it in context of this war. I checked out different episodes. James Evans on Good Times. I grab what I can grab. I listen to comments. And I had a philosophical tool that was on with dialectical materialism. It took past history, logic, you know what I'm saying, and put stuff in context. From the place that I come from, that I've been kidnapped from, and also I did some study on the place I've been kidnapped from. I lived there with contradictions. I knew that everybody wanted kings and queens over there. I knew I never would drink this or look for this pure, this pristine water that no community has ever had, because I knew it was a setup for a wet up. In other words, if I go along with this stuff, it's never obtainable. So I dealt with reality. I said, okay, I know we had contradiction, but how we had the power to deal with our own contradiction, I know it was not to this extent. So, and I put things in degrees. I said, dialectical material. I said, I ain't got to be here, but if this happened to us, and I understood the importance of contradicting. I said, okay, recognize, or see the time. This is a woman. How does this deal? This is a man, so on and so forth. And also stay consistent with certain definitions. There were certain things, like I talk about this movie. I tell these guys to move. I say, listen, let me be very clear. You talking to individuals open for certain, I recognize certain things have to be embellished. Then there are certain things that are the core, the skeleton, the bone, that you can't touch. So there are certain things I learned about, you know, I said, okay, this is our community. I know what's to survive. We got to do this and that. I'll go with that. You know what I'm saying? There are certain dynamics, you know what I'm saying? I got to hold on to this, because once you compromise certain things, it's a wrap. But I was reminded, like, some people say, like, you talk about class suicide, you have to commit class suicide, but the deal is, I was reminded on a day-to-day basis, you know what I'm saying, I'm in a colonized community, you know what I'm saying, and that there are certain notes that have been passed down through us that are coded, you know what I'm saying? That even a lot of times people are carrying a message, I may not be cognizant that they're carrying a message. It may be something as simplistic as some brothers who have been pouring a little liquor out of their white pork bottle to connect it to libations, you know what I'm saying? I knew there are certain dynamics, you know what I'm saying, how we, something that trigger us. That's you know, like this ain't, you know, you defend yourself. This is disrespect. We don't, how we deal with struggles and contradictions. I was in organizations and so forth, and I was fortunate to have a frame of reference of that. And I also put a certain criteria that can kind of cut the fat from the meat, because unless you end up just barbecuing everything, trash, grass, meat, every conversation you just, you know what I'm saying, you be giving life to it, you know what I'm saying? What gave me some sort of, you know, stability. And say, okay, this is this. And the majority of this stuff is like, the politics is like garlic. It keeps a lot of, you know, common codes and all that. So major shit, because we're dealing with major shit. Major attacks. And it gives us the ability to say, okay, this is what we're fighting for, as opposed to engaging trivial pursuits on, you know what I'm saying? And some people can afford the privilege to engage in trivial pursuits and, you know what I'm saying, the back and forth they play games, you know what I'm saying, whether it be to fulfill some sort of complex they have, a question they got to deal with themselves. But I had to get a clarity, you know what I'm saying, you know, first of all, man, and not first of all, it's in connection with the community. A lot of people say, well, I'm going to get myself straight first. The deal is, we are intertwined. The deal is, because we know these contradictions of cousins being locked up, rent can't be paid. All these are conditions that are going to consistently be in place as long as imperialism is in place. And the deal is, we don't live in an isolated bubble. A lot of the culture nationalists, you know, they it's a bubble. It's an uncontested condition. They're kings and queens, and they own the fiefdom. It's uncontested. It's un, you know what I'm saying, like a shadow boxer. And people can. Because some people can suffice with that. But we are out there consistently. You say, why you deal with it? We're constantly testing this. We're not a seasoned palace. We knuckling up. We buckling up on corners and gangways and, you know what I'm saying, the prison yards. And, you know what I'm saying? However, we're not trying to knock out, you know, we're trying to get our forces to tight together, you know what I'm saying? And to be clear, who is the warden that got us in this position? And it's, and simultaneously, we don't believe it's because the motherfuckers in the cell with us to be necessary our cellie. We know these motherfuckers wearing wires on this on yard. We know certain motherfuckers do anything to get out, to cut a deal to get out the motherfucker. We not come with this absolute just because you here, we together. So, but the deal is, we welcome, we encourage the conditions, the contradictions. We say, hide them up. Come on with the motherfucking lockdown. Now, we're not reaction. We're not going to be, you know what I'm saying? We come from the cloth with, I was showing these cats recently. They could go, well, dude, who shot first when Jake won? Motherfucker's a fact. When the Panther Party was attacking July, August, October in Chicago, and the Panther Party heightened the contradictions, which was always going on all the time. Who was the aggressor? The first name of the Black Panther Party was the Black Panther Party for self-defense. It's not that happenstance. There's a narrative trying to be written and put out there that don't say the community shooting is starting this shit. This system has historically drew first blood. But the deal is, in many cases, the community has been deprived of that because the deal, and I say drew first blood, not limited to just that of technically speaking, but politically speaking. It's kind of like when in the community, people say, well, man, you snapped that guy, snapped out on that lady. What? It's a disrespect that the social worker gives to the people when the lady comes in and she asks for certain things. And then you say, she just cussed the social worker lady out. No, she, social worker cussed her out. When she asked her, well, your last name is Smith, huh? And your two children named Jones, and what's the other child's name? She cussed her out. She disrespected her. Oh, man, you should went up like that and the police just asked you a simple question, man. You know what I'm saying? It's the way you talk to the police. When he pulled on and told spread his motherfucking ass on 79th College Road, 10 degrees below zero, he cussed him out and disrespected him. The Panther Party provided an opportunity that did not force people to engage in the King's or Queen's English to say a bunch of fancy words and terms. They say, man, they related to what Stephen Biko and the Black Conscience Movement said. That black people in particular must grasp the ability to distinguish intelligence from the ability to articulate. They provided a policy to the community where they were able to check these motherfucking intellectuals. Intellectual monkeys who was coming through, goddamn it, these motherfucking chimpanzees. They got so they was backed by these zookeepers and was talking crazy to motherfucking gorillas. The Panther Party was out of the politics where the community got them and stood up with sisters now was in front of the free breakfast program when the police rolled up on them saying, are you for capitalism? So said, no, Chairman Fred said, they ain't no cool thing. Peace, okay, well, what about socialism? So say, do you know what, dude? We bring it back. I mean, too hip to all the terrorists and terms. And Peace, so what about this free breakfast program? So say, dude, this was feeding my babies. It took the fuck when we blow your motherfucking brains out. It was a different confidence. It was automatic. You had to wait for no report to come out. We knew automatically. They don't care. We had to check no motherfucking Siri, no Google, or read no motherfucking, go back to no white man book to say who shot first. You heard about Spurs and Jake Winters. He said, right on. He defended himself. Because you knew in the back of your mind, it was stuck in you from your grandmama, your grandfather, your uncles. You knew the business. Ruffles was sidetracked when years before. Who lynched who? You know, we knew who lynched who. But then there were different questions. Did this person look at the white woman? Were they supposed to be there? They had a slave pass? Were they registered voter? You were finally given an outlet. You were finally given an outlet. Said, no, turn the motherfucking tables around. I ain't copping no pleas. I'm not even giving no light to what you don't say your definition needs, because your definition always vacillate according to your motherfucking interest. You know what I'm saying? Well, this week Boston got the most crime. This week Baltimore got it. This week next week I'm that. It's always a vested political interest in somebody else other than me. Yeah. I'm providing a politic now. That ain't, again, I ain't got a relation to the king, the queen's English. I'm saying, goddamn it, man, this is wrong. The police shut me, I'm saying, to shut my son 16 times. And I got enough confidence to say, I might can't be victorious, but it's a cleansing process. It's a leap to acknowledge it. Not to relate to somebody else, to somebody else. Then I'm saying, it got to be not because something I did or because I was born in a certain time of the year. Yeah, it is something that can connect me to something historically, geographically, and bottom line, politically. Now I got some motherfuckers, goddamn it, who summon this shit up. From my viewpoint, I ain't got to take somebody, I ain't got to take the do somebody else shit. The first world, it's a Black Panther Party. It's a Black Panther Party. It's going to be of a 10-point platform that relates to the mass of the people. They talking about the basic needs and desires of the community. They relate to me. They got motherfuckers down there, got them that's around my age. They got a motherfucker named Dr. Feelgood. The deputy minister of health running the free medical center. The motherfuckers in Vietnam. I ain't never heard that. I heard about Vietnam was getting President Nixon told my sending some motherfuckers over there. Now I heard some motherfuckers over there connected to some cats named G.I.P. and Ho Chi Minh. They talking about, goddamn it, what the fuck we doing? Now they got my ear. These same motherfucking so-called black motherfuckers with these dashikis on culture nasties that down the street, that the motherfucking center down here, they talking some shit I can't relate to. They don't know about me. And now they don't know. They don't get no fuck until it's politically beneficial to them. But it's the more motherfuckers with us saying, man, I can relate to this. The connection is happening, and I ain't got to see them. I'm all with a policy that connects, that get in with Minister Uri Pinu, don't get to me, Phil Marshal, George Jackson face to face, they sales apart, but they relate. I'm being on with this. I got some politics now. Will a motherfucker get them and will the police come in on December 4th, 1969? You said I ain't got to wait for no autopsy report, no independent autopsy report to come out? This some motherfucking her comrade? You telling me, goddamn it, man. So when she see him moving in about a second, she ain't got no final report. She knows something ain't right, and she's coming down on him. And questioned by no Gloria Steinem CIA back motherfucker saying with a roll and rolling blah blah. She said it's my comrade. You telling me I'm on with a politic of them that can provide things and children some motherfucking food, but they ain't gotta sign no work for us, only residents they hungry. Shit. And you tell me there's gonna be some times this shit gotta be get might be forced on the ground, might be dormant, but this shit gonna survive. You saying this shit is different than some motherfuckers doing a whole bunch of words and terms and talking about, you know what I'm saying, they popping up talking they got with complexes, hollering about they black to try to convince they self or get back at their parents who got some shit that they ain't gonna tell them about. But some motherfuckers that's in their motherfucking deal. It's natural to them. It's cool to them. The way they act, the way they rap, the way they struggle, the way they attack, even when they put down, still dignity and death. That's the politics back in the party. Black Panther Party Cubs. We live in the Rick, y'all, on Free of My Radio, making history, taking history, taping history, y'all. That's what it is, y'all. Y'all make sure y'all tune in with us. I don't know how much time we get on this here thing. We're still fighting for the campaign to save and maintain Hampton House. Chairman Fred Jr. at gmail.com, PayPal, GoFundMe.com/SaveTheHamptonHouse50. Get ready for the People's Ball. This is going to come on December 29th, y'all. That's what it is, y'all. Making history, taking history, and taking history. How we looking on time, comrade?
Free them all, Brother Chairman. No over regulation at this point. But we still riding.
Still riding. You know, y'all feel free to call in 929-477-3785. Thank you for your call, Michael. Appreciate you, man. Keep the support going, y'all. Tune in with us. We here.
Free them all, Chairman. We have caller 619-599. Free them all.
What's happening, Chairman? This your boy, somebody, man. This your favorite student, baby. This your favorite student, number one. What's happening, G?
Hello. Some of my students have messed up in class now, so you know somebody got suspended. So you got, let me know what these students it is now.
This somebody, man. What's happening, OG?
Somebody, that's what it do, man. What's going on, my brother?
Check it out, man. Hey, man, listen. I've been in class watching you perform, man, and put that work in for the people, man. So, you know what I mean? I just call to tell you, man, I appreciate you, man. Thank you for everything you and Mom's doing, man. Y'all, man, I'm talking about it was great blessings watching y'all do y'all thing. I got a chance to check y'all out on the live and stuff like that, man. But, you know, I've been down since May 15th, man, this year, man. So I'll get myself back ready to get back on that front line with us. I miss y'all, man, and I'm proud of y'all, man. Keep doing your thing, OG, man. You know what I mean? I'm getting ready, man. I'm just out here waiting. I've been watching you and making sure I get my body right, my mind right, man, and see everything y'all been doing, man. And best believe I was there with y'all in spirit, man. I just hate I couldn't be out there with y'all, man. But I'm going 2020, I'm out there with y'all, bro. I'm getting ready, man. I miss y'all, G.
So you're right, miss you. We want correction. We're going to do our thing. I always tell Spurs,
yes, sir,
when his nephew, big kid, yes, do your thing. If you think little cuss, you know, I'm going to do our thing. It's people's thing, you know what I'm saying? Real talk. You know what I'm saying? Chef, we're going to serve people because we love to serve people, man. You know what I'm saying? Hey, you get it tight, you're going to get it right. You know what I'm saying? We're going to keep on moving, man. You know what I'm saying? We look forward to you know what I'm saying? Even though you're in a limited capacity,
yes,
man, still, you keep your head up, your eyes on the fist clenched, man. And remember that they said the Planet of the Apes, man. You say, man,
yes, sir.
Remember, they don't like no small monkey. You know what I'm saying? So we know, you know, so we clear on that. So real talk, we look forward to seeing you, my brother. Real talk.
Yes, sir, brother. Love you so much, man. Blessings, man. Keep doing your thing. I'm out here with you. Up before me, baby. BPPC.
Right on. No doubt about it. BPPC, real talk. That's what it is. Love, respect, y'all. That's what it is, Tony Jack. That's Steve Bartholomew. Right on, right on. All right, man. Love, respect, right on. Play in the building. Bring them all.
I don't.
Any more calls in queue?
We have more, Brother Chairman. No calls in queue.
I don't. No calls in queue, y'all. Again, y'all, it's honor to serve. It's honor to serve. Honor to serve, y'all. Talk. So we're gonna be tying up a few things, y'all. We're in the process of getting our blog spot back together, ChairmanFred.com, ChairmanFredJr.com. We're gonna get some. We're gonna have some shirts up there. We're gonna have some propaganda up there. We gonna get, you know, we got some scars and bonds, some battle wounds and all that, y'all. And we got that political peroxide too, you know what I'm saying? So we're gonna keep it on. We ain't trying to cover all those scars and bonds because, again, it's a, you know, when we on the battlefield, I'm beauty marks, you know what I'm saying? My plan B guys, they got to stand. They kind of be on the absolute sometimes. They be like when new cats come around, my plan B guys, they got a thing. They tell cats, man, we the motherfuckers. When you get transferred from one plantation to this plantation, we first thing we tell you, man, take your shirt off. We take your shirt off. Hey, man, we want to see you ain't got no whips on your back. Shit, we what the fuck going on? We respect the Plan B's position on that. But the deal is, no, we have a lane. You know what I'm saying? You know, we fight for all forces. You know what I'm saying? To be engaged in the struggle. Again, we distinguish a war for revolution. The wars, you have two occupying armies, you know, suit up and boot up and get out and get out. The revolution, on the other hand, gain the minds and participation of the masses of the people, y'all. That's what we're talking about, y'all, real talk. Serve the people, it's lovely to serve the people, y'all. So make history, take history. Have a good old time.